Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. We just want to welcome you to this open heaven. Yes, miracles, signs, and wonders happening right here, right now. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord tonight, and we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you to the waters where the waters are stirred on tonight, and to let you know whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it, and you can have.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank him tonight for each and
all participants are muted.
We bless the Lord for your presence on tonight. Thank you for taking the time out to come and to be with us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. We just
got. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on.
And get more man. That
entry and exit tones are off.
His present embrace, his anointing on tonight. Glory be to God. Because we know his is fullness of joy. To just come in and get more joy. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for you tonight. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you on to God. We just want to thank God for you on tonight. We're not broadcasting on the radio tonight, but we thank God on tonight that we will place our broadcast on our Facebook page immediately after the broadcast ends. So if you hear anybody saying, hey, I can't get in or it's not on, just let them know that we will be posting it on our Facebook page immediately after the broadcast on tonight. But in the meantime, we thank God for you, each of you. We thank God for those of you that, amen, you may not be catching us live, but you may catch us afterwards. However you come, we thank the Lord for you. We just want to let you know the Lord has a blessing for you. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come on over and be with us on tonight. Invite. Yes, invite tonight, people of God. We pray that your weekend was blessed. We pray that you had the opportunity to go and fellowship somewhere. Somewhere, people of God, we pray that you had a blessed time in the presence of the Lord. We pray that you did on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for our leaders. We invite you, people of God, to go ahead and get your pen and your paper, get ready for tonight, get ready to hear what thus saith the Lord unto us on tonight. And while you're preparing, we just want to thank God for our leaders, as always, thanking him for all of our leaders on tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for each and every one of them. And we always take time to acknowledge our leaders, because we want to let you know, people of God, that we are covered, that we are sitting under. We're just out here doing something on our own. But we thank God on tonight, amen, for our leaders that cover us, and thanking him ultimately for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because it began him and ends in him. He is the head. He is the author and the finisher of this work. So we bless the Lord on tonight. But again, each of our leaders, thanking God tonight for our PNN advisors, thanking him tonight. Prayer warriors, we thank the Lord tonight for each and everyone. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you, God, that have come to this line, that have come to, again, this open heaven. We pray that you've come with an open mind and an open heart. We pray that you have come to receive something from the Lord on tonight. And we are broadcasting live on tonight. So we give God thanks and praise for that opportunity. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank God for our rebroadcast. But we're always so grateful when we're able to go live. I'm going to just say it like that. Amen. So we thank again for you, people of God. Listen, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight in the presence of the Lord. Just tell them, come on. Come on one more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them feel the joy. Glory to God. Let us go into the presence of the Lord. Sir, glory to God. Let them, tell them, come. Come. Let us magnify the Lord on tonight. And people of God, we, as always, are going to sanctify our line on tonight, because, people of God, we want you to get all that you can. We want you to get all that you can from the word, so we don't want any distractions, nothing to distract you on tonight, but we sanctify, get the presence ready, prepared for you on tonight. If you're tired, if you're stressed, glory to God, we pray for strength for you. We just want to, amen, listen, get you in an upright position that you can hear what thus saith the Lord. So tonight we're going to ask on tonight, missionary Fan, if she would come and sanctify the line, and then immediately after that we're going to have Sister Mary Hollins, if she would come and give us our scripture for tonight. And people of God, we want you to get ready. Get ready to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. God bless you, missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, to the utmost, Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. He will you up, and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. To the most, Jesus saves, and he will pick you up, and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. And he will pick you up, and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus saves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all you have done for us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon this line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, that has come, Lord God, and position ourselves to hear from you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we have done, Lord God, any sin that we have committed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, any iniquities, Lord God, transgression, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have mercy upon us, Lord God. We come before your presence, Lord God, repenting for anything, Lord God, any, Lord God, faults, Lord God, that we may have fought, Lord God, that's going to keep us out of your presence, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line tonight, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with uplifted hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and an open heart, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on the line, Lord God. Move on each and every one of us, Lord God, in every country, every city, every state, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty power in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to touch us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch our bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to heal in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to supply each and every one of our needs, Lord God, that's on this line tonight, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to move in a mighty way, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to work miracles, signs, and wonders tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to give us a open heart, Lord God, that we may receive what you are saying unto us tonight, Lord God. Give us ears to hear on this line tonight, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying to us in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send your choice anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done tonight on this line in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If someone out there, Lord God, on the line that needs to be saved, need salvation tonight, Lord God. Need the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord God. We ask for you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to move on them tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them in a way that only you can, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Deliver, set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Set free of drugs, alcohol, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Set free the mind, Lord God, that's trapped, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move tonight. Move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power. Move on the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move on them in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way. Let your will be done in them tonight, Lord God, that we may go a little further in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on, Mr. Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of head to the sole of her feet, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we, Lord God, will be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, that you are so due of. And we come to say thank you, Lord God. We come to say we magnify you. We come to say we lift you up this night. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
We give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to all our listeners near and far. This reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the 1st to the 11th verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising his shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. But consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortations which speak it unto you as unto children. Now, son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked to him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorneth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as his son. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reference. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous, nevertheless afterwards. It yields the peaceful fruit of the righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I have read to you the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the 1st through 11th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We give God in praise for the word, for the prayer. Glory to God. We him tonight. Glory be to God. And I was even so strong on tonight to the utmost Jesus saves. And I tell you, it just took me back, glory to God, to my day, to my salvation. I thank God tonight. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm grateful tonight that the Lord saves and that he saved. Amen. Lord God, I don't. Without him, I don't know where I would be. Lord God, without the enemy, listen, the enemy had plans for us. He had plans for us, and he had us on his mind. But I thank God on tonight that truly, to the utmost, Jesus saves. Glory to God. And he saved me. He saved us on tonight. So we're so grateful, 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 grateful tonight. People of God, we're grateful for, listen, it has not stopped. It has not stopped. The call is yet going out into the earth. As many would hear, glory to God, as many would hear that they would heed the call and come unto him. So we thank God on tonight. We bless him tonight. Again, for each and every one of you, I want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in and be with you on tonight, to be with us on tonight. Invite on tonight. Glory to God, because truly we believe there's a word from the Lord. And we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. Another one of our long-standing commitments to come here to the PNN. We thank God for the dedication, the commitment of this woman of God. People of God, she's no stranger. Every Sunday, every Monday night, the woman of God will be with us. So we thank God for as long as the Lord will say, amen. So we thank God tonight. People of God, we want you to receive all the way from Banks/Troy, Alabama, by way of Nassau, Bahamas, coming to us from Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. people of God, receive tonight none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Blessings to you, my father's children, CNN advisors and prayer warriors, Evangelist Bradley tonight, my pastor and the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay tonight. I bless you and greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Tonight, people of God, I hope not to be before you very long, but I have to just share something, a vision that the Lord had given me before I start. Let us pray. Father, I thank you right now, God, that you would, God, be in the midst of us, that you would, God, release an anointing tonight that would make your word come forth easy and come forth with clarity. Father God, that you would loose your presence, hallelujah, tonight over this line. Father, that you would have your perfect way tonight and everything that is not like you that was sent on an assignment, we rebuke it and we cast it down right now. Every wicked agenda in the name of Jesus, every plot plan, God, that was sent to interfere and disrupt against what you have to say tonight. God, that you would have your way tonight. Move, God, in the wind. Move by your spirit, God. And I want to thank you in advance, God, for what you're about to say and what you're about to do. And Lord, may we take heed and be drawn closer to you because of what you're speaking in this last hour. Amen. And so tonight, as I give God the glory once again for this opportunity, I don't take it lightly or slightly. But tonight, I'm dealing with the wicked agenda of Satan. But before I go into this, the topic was that God had given me, he gave me a vision, and I have never really shared it before, but God spoke to say share it now, because he gave me this on August the 22nd of 2020. It was on a morning. I was living with some folks in Orlando, in that area. And in the vision, God showed me a strange cloud. This cloud covered the entire sky. You could hardly see any blue. It was really scary. It was deadly. And I woke up from this dream that God showed me. And before I wake up, while I was in the dream, we were living like in a high-rise building in the downtown area, a very nice apartment. And the front of the building was just plain glass. It was straight across, just glass. You can see the whole of Orlando. It was really a nice view. But as I began to look through the window, I saw this huge cloud. And in this cloud, it had a demonic. It was the demonic voices. It was demonic. It was scary. It was darkness. And before I came over here, God spoke to me concerning the United States. And God showed me Florida, and he showed me California, and he showed me cities like New York that is going to go underwater, that's going to be devastated. Bless his name. And I began to get afraid because this cloud came and was moving like the wave of the sea. It had a rippling effect, glory be to God, tonight. And I heard the strange noise. It had the sound. This is how it sounded, like freight trains, like 100 freight trains and 100 jets and motorbikes and loud, thunderous noise all mixed together into one sound. And that's how powerful this cloud was. I have never seen anything like this before. And then coming out of it, the voices, you could hear, it was demonic. You could hear demons. When I say demons, this thing was demonic, really demonic and scary. Like when you hear a pack of lions roaring and you hear forces, like it was so scary. I can't explain it to you. And it moved with the speed of lightning. It had the forces of tornado, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquake, all balled up into one. It is indescribable. I can't explain it, like I said. And it had deadly powers. It's like watching a sci-fi movie. And the thing about it, as this cloud was coming, moving across the Bahamas, I was seeing it on the television. And so while watching it on the television, by the time I turned around and looked to the window, it was right upon us. and it hit the building. But before it hit the building, everything in its path was crumbled like pieces of paper. I saw big buildings crumble to the ground like pieces of paper. Bless his name. And it caused massive destruction and death. There was millions of dead. Thousands of people died. And it demolished and annihilated everything in its path. As loud as it was even more frightening. And the sound of it, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know if you watched the hurricane with Hugo and Jean and Francis and Dorian that hit the Bahamas a few years ago. It was more powerful. Compact all of those hurricanes together, it was more devastating than that. And as this thing was passing, and it hit the building where we were, as it hit the building, I told everyone inside the building that we were gone, we were dead. And so we hit the floor, and as we hit the floor, it shook the building, and the building literally bent like it was going to broke. But the building came back up. Bless his name. And when the building came back up, we got up and we started to praise God, and we started to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And as I wake up and God began to speak to me, he said, Florida is going down. It is time to move to the countries. A lot of people might not believe or receive this tonight, but Florida is going to get hit. California is going to get hit. These places, New York places, they are going to get hit. God is going to deal with these places. And he's saying it's time now to move from the cities, get into the higher grounds, get into the mountainous area. Make plans, people of God. Don't take this lightly tonight. And I don't dream that much. When God gives me a vision, he shows me things that are going to happen. And so it blew everything to shreds, shattered roofs, bless his name, things that had steel crumbled to the ground like pieces of paper. I'm talking about folded right up. Nothing was left in the Bahamas. When I saw my nation, everything was gone. And I said, God, you will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. God has a people. God has a remnant. He's not going to destroy them with the wicked. But the spirits, the demons that was in this cloud was angry. And in this cloud was thick darkness. Hallelujah tonight. And so the thing about it, nobody was prepared for when it hit. And so God spoke and said, what is getting ready to happen? Nobody is going to expect it to happen because he's going to do it unexpectedly. And so he said, that's why it's important that you got to be covered under the blood of Jesus. You got to stay under the blood of Jesus. You got to have a relationship with God like you have never had, oh, glory to God, tonight before. And so when we came out of that, we began to call on the name of Jesus because it was so scary. I literally thought I was dead. People of God, this is something. God is getting ready to happen, and we must take heed and don't take it lightly. Get yourself some oil and begin covering your houses, covering your children, covering your windows, covering your door. Bless his name. And like I said before, I saw thousands, including kids, millions of people. I'm talking billions of people because this thing went worldwide. It just spread itself out big and wide. And even when I'm thinking about it now, it brings a fear on me. It brings this fear on me that is so great because God wants us to repent. He wants us to get more serious. He wants us to come closer to him. Bless his name. And so the little things that we're seeing now with hurricanes and tornadoes, they are small things that in comparison to what God is getting ready to do. And God said it's going to be in the time of Noah and the time of the children of Israel. Noah only was responsible for his family. And in the time of the children of Israel, only those who were in the house of the Israelites were saved, even though they were not Israelites. And so God is saying this is the time now to be covered. This is not the time to play church. This is not the time to take your salvation lightly. This is the time to stay committed and connected to Jesus Christ as never before. Bless his name. And so I had to share that because God said to tell the people, prepare, because he's getting ready to move by judgment and wrath and a mighty and outstretched hand. And many that don't take heed, it's going to take them unaware. unexpectedly. And many Christian people might knock it aside, but if we read the Bible, it's in the Bible because God is tired. He is tired. Now I'm going to get into the topic. It says the wicked agenda of Satan. 1 Timothy 4:1-9, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. That's the first thing they're going to do. Giving heed to seducing spirits. As we look around, people are being seduced by evil spirits and doctrines of devils. That's verse 1. People are being deceived by different doctrines, different prophetic words. And so they're moving away from holiness and righteousness and the standard of God because the spirit of seduction and the spirit of deception, hallelujah, is out. And so they are departing from the faith. Verse 2 says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sneered with a hot iron. People no longer are convicted. Their conscience doesn't bother them anymore when they do wrong, when they do evil, when they do things that are against the will and against the word of God. Hallelujah. They have no more conviction. Bless his name. And they're speaking lies in hypocrisy. They're doing the things and talking the things that are not true against the word of God. Hallelujah. Diverting off the path of holiness and righteousness. Bless his name. Verse 3 said, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Forbidding to marry, stopping people from getting married. Today, people are just living together as married man and wife. They're shacking up. They don't see the reason why they should get married. And I'm talking about Christian people tonight. You have a lot of Christian people living like this. And to a lot of people today, they are telling you it's not necessary to go to the court or to go and do it right. And commanding them not to eat meat. I mean, if you read in the book of 1st and 2nd Timothy, it talks about you can eat and say, and God will bless it and sanctify it. It said, which God had created to receive a thanksgiving. So once you give thanks over what you're eating, God will sanctify it and he will bless it. And it said, to them which know and believe the truth. So he is talking to people that believe and know the truth. They're going to be deceived. How many know today that many people are being deceived and walking away from the true religion, walking away from the real word of God because they think things are not going to change. Hallelujah. Number 4 said, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Bless his name, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Bless the name of Jesus. If thou put the brethren, God is saying in verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance, God wants us to remember this tonight. Of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. So these are the things. Preachers and teachers and ministers are now to remind the body of Christ about what is happening, glory be to God, in this last hour, how God is speaking and what he's saying in this last hour to prepare the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the remnant, that the time is near and it's time to be prepared. He said, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. So he wants us to be nourished. And when you think about nourishing, your body being nourished, your body's being fed properly. You're taking care of your body. You're taking care of yourself. It's the same thing with the word of God. He wants you to nourish yourself with the word of God. Nourish yourself in your faith. And it says nourish up in the word of faith and good doctrine. And so people are turning away from the doctrines, and verse 1 says, and they're turning to the doctrines of devils and seducing spirits in this last hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. Whereunto thou hast attained. Verse 7 says, but refuse profane and all wise fable, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. So refuse profane. And when you think about something that is profane, it is absolutely no good. It is detestable. He said, refuse it. All wise fables are like little fairy tales and little seductions and things like that that is going on in this last hour. But he said, exercise thyself rather unto godliness. It is time to get busy with godliness. For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. And so God is saying, when you exercise, how many know some people go to the gym and exercise till their body is fit? Some people have so much muscles and their body is so well-tuned. Hallelujah. And so God is saying tonight, the same way that person exercised their body and is well-tuned and they're trying to be in shape, God wants us to be that same way with the things of the kingdom, the things of the spirit, in the word of God, in your faith. Hallelujah. In godliness. He said, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Even though you exercise, God said, it's godliness that you're going to profit from. It's godliness that's going to take you into the kingdom. It's godliness that's going to benefit you more than your bodily exercise. He said, and having the promise of life now. So he said, godliness will give you the promises that he has promised you in this life now. There are some promises that God has promised. He said, I'm going to give it to you, but you got to exercise godliness. You got to live this thing. Bless his name. We watched a service on yesterday, and the prophet said, the promise is now. God is fulfilling his promises now. Bless his name. And so he said, having the promise of this life now and that which is to come. And so God wants us to be prepared not only for going to heaven, but he wants us to live a life here now, but it has to be godly. We have to focus and concentrate more on the things that are going to benefit us. And the Bible said that only what we do for Jesus Christ is going to last. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word of God is going to last forever. So what he's saying is we need to focus more on our spiritual life, on our prayer life, on our worship, on our praise, on spending time with him. Bless his name. On studying, not just reading the word, but studying to show hallelujah tonight. Self-approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Now, there's a question that I have here that was asked by a magazine, and it talks about the wicked agenda that I mentioned it last week or sometime, and it's talking about how the trans ideology made its way into medical school. Talking about this transgender, they asked how did it made its way into medical school. The answer was, it points out that while so-called trans medicine is not yet part of the medical school called curricula, most medical students are left to understand that as future doctors, they are to uncritically and unquestionably support requests for gender change for children as young as 9. So this is a part of the wicked agenda to get to the young children. And so that's why God keep reiterating and keep putting emphasis on praying for the young children. Pray for the babies. Pray for the preschoolers. Pray for the primary schools. Pray for the junior high. Pray for middle school. Pray for the children, because this is their agenda to change them, to make them feel inadequate in their own skin, make them feel that they are not who they are. We need to recognize, people of God, for this is what is a perverse undermining and corrupting of biblical teaching. And if you go on different TV, television shows or whatever, they don't want you to talk about this. They want to shut you down. They want to shut the word of God down because they want you to accept what they're bringing in now. Even the government is approving of this. Bless his name. Tragically, it's getting worse. France is in the final stages of enacting similar conversion therapy and gender legislation, and the British Parliament began the process to enact similar bans in December 2021. And so it started in 2021, so now we are going and getting ready to go into the year 2022, which this thing is going to come into full effect Where are we seeing now that boys can use any bathroom, girls can use any bathroom? And I'm going to Romans chapter 1 from verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Amen? "For therein," verse 17, "is the righteousness," listen to God tonight, "the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." We have got to live by faith in this last hour as we have never lived by faith before. We have got to trust Jesus Christ to keep our children when we are not around like he was never done before. It is serious. It is nothing to play with. This is no joking time, no joking matter. And he says he needs us to live strictly by faith. A lot of us say we are living by faith, but we trust the doctor's report. We're quick to run to those places. There's a time coming, the system, hallelujah, when it's going to shut down completely, when you cannot buy, according to Revelation chapter 13, Daniel chapter 7, or sell, because the system of the beast is coming into full fruition within the few years. Right now, they have it in place where they want to give you this chip. They're giving you the vaccination, which can trace you and track you down right now, bless his name. And so it's going to intensify. And so God is saying tonight, you've got to live by faith for God to take care of you, for God to feed you, for God to defend you in this last hour. Verse 18 says, "For the hallelujah tonight, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." Hallelujah. "Who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So many of them said they're holding the truth, but they're dealing in unrighteousness in this last hour. And so God said his wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness that is happening right now. 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. He didn't say to them. He said, "But I have manifested in them, for God had shewed it unto them." So no one in this hour is exempt or excused from not knowing the truth. No one can say, "I don't know about Jesus" or "never heard about Jesus." No one can say that they've never heard about the word of God unless they're in a remote area, far somewhere in a mountain or a bush, and can't get to the land, can't get internet. We all have heard and known. Verse 20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." God is saying all the invisible things that he had spoke into existence from creation, they can see it. They understand it. That's what God is saying tonight. So he said they understand his eternal power and Godhead by what we are seeing in the earth. We are seeing the earth, how beautiful it is. We're seeing the galaxies, the stars, the cloud, the rain, the snow. All of this, God said, they clearly see who I am. 21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." And so God is saying tonight, when they knew me, nobody can say that they don't have a knowledge of God. He said, when they knew me, they glorified me not as God. Even Christian people, some of us don't give God the glory he deserves. We don't glorify him, oh God, as he is God. Neither was thankful, but became vain in the imagination. So their minds became messed up with what is going on today. How many of us can look around and see people want to commit suicide, going out of their minds on drugs, murder, bloodshed, and violence? Their minds have become vain. Their imagination is messed up. And their foolish heart was darkened. And so their hearts are so dark with sin that there is no more compassion. The love of many has waxed cold. Evil has gone worse and worse. This is a time that we're living in. This is not the Old Testament. This is the New Testament, Romans chapter 1. 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, he said, they became fools. And so God said, the people that are dealing with this, he's looking at them as fools. God called them fools. Bless his name. A hallelujah tonight. Verse 23 said, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And so what they're doing in this hour, changing the glory of God to something that is uncorruptible, something that is no good. They're putting God down as a human. They're treating God as if he is a man. They're glorifying God as if he's just like a, just so common and take him so lightly. Hallelujah. And he said, and she's the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man. And so that's what they're doing. God is uncorruptible, but what they're doing, putting him so low that they're treating him like corruptible man. And the birds, and the four-footed beasts, and creeping things. That's how God said that when people are treating him in this hour, bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we got to realize that God is speaking to us, and he wants us to really get the word out there. We got to speak the truth and let people know what is going on and what God is expecting. Now, verse 24 said, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Bless the name. God gave them up. He said, because they're doing this to me and because they're not glorifying me as God, they don't want to have nothing to do with me. He said, I'm giving them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts. Bless his name. To your own mind. So whatever your heart and your mind is lusting after, God said, I'm going to let you go after it because you're going to destroy your own self by running after what your heart is lusting after. He said to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God, verse 25, into a lie. How many of you know tonight that God's word is being changed from truth to lie? Many people are twisting and diverting and negating away from the real word of God, from the real truth of God, and changing it into a lie. And says, worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. How many of you know that people are serving all kinds of creatures? In India, they have about 8 million gods. They worship cows and all kind of animals, and some bow down to trees. Some have shrines where they go and bow down with all kind of things that they make as their idols. They worship things, and they worship the creature. Some people worship other people. Glory to God. Some people worship the movie stars and the singers. They make them their idols. They worship these people, and they are the creatures of God. And he says they're worshiping the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. And so if we look around, we see satanic churches being erected, hallelujah, that they go in and worship Satan, who is a creature made by God himself. Bless the name of the living God. And say they worshiping those things and forgetting me who created these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, I am blessed forever. Amen. 26 said tonight, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. 27 says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burn in the lust, oh God, tonight, one toward another. Men withhold Jesus tonight. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, glory to God, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And so what God is saying tonight, women is going with women, giving up the natural affection for a man and turning in the lust of their flesh for a woman. Likewise, the men whom a sexuality is promoted, this GBLT or whatever you call it is promoted, they don't care, they don't have no respect, but they want to shut Jesus Jesus down. They want to shut the church down. They want to close the meetings down. But they're out in the street parading themselves and kissing up at each other and doing all kind of things in the open without any shame. But you can't preach on the street. You can't witness. You're offending them. You're getting on their nerves. Bless his name. How many you know tonight? God cannot lie. This Bible has not just been written. This Bible is thousands of years old. Bless his name. And so we're seeing now that the things that were written from the beginning of creation, God says, now coming to pass. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. He said, even they don't like to keep me in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And you have this mess in the church. You have this mess in the pulpit. You have this in the praise team. You have this in the choir. It's in different places. Satan has set his kingdom up in the, oh my God, in God's house. How many know the Bible said that when the sons of God in Job chapter 1 went to present themselves to God, Satan was in the midst of them. And God said to Satan, don't you see my servant Job? And so we are being tested in this hour. God is, we are being tested by the things that are going on. And so God said, even as they didn't like to retain me in their knowledge, they don't like to keep me on their minds or in their heart. He said, well, I'm going to give them over to a reprobate mind. What that means is God is going to give you up. You even probably know that God already left you, has taken his hand off you, and you probably still going to function the same way. And God is going to be looking at you and say, I am done with you. Come off the scene because you refuse to obtain me and retain me in your knowledge. You're doing what you feel like doing, how you feel like doing, when you feel like doing, and you sit and say, I'm lifting up holy hands, I'm shouting unto the Lord. He says, no, you do the things which are not convenient. These things should not be done. But it's all over the entire world, including the church of the living God. Verse 29 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, which means wickedness, covetousness, deal with coveting other people's things, wanting other people's things, monies and all that stuff, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignancy, whispers, that's backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. These are the things that God has named here that is happening. And if anybody look at it, all of these things that God said is happening right now before our very eyes. Verse 31 says, without understanding, continuing on in the things that are happening, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. 32 says, who know, listen to what God is saying, who knowing the judgment of God, oh glory to God tonight, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Understand what God is saying. People who are doing these things, God said, you deserve to die. Back in the Old Testament, they stoned these people to death without mercy. But it's because of the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Because of Calvary on tonight, we are exempt and we are spared from what God should be doing to us. Hallelujah. He don't owe us anything. He didn't have to die in our places. He could wipe this, my God, he could wipe this earth out within a split second. God can blink his eye within a split second. Every one of us will be blown into eternity. And so those who are putting off salvation and those who are procrastinating with things that they have time to make it right, we don't know where the dead angel is. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And he said tomorrow is not promised. But God said tonight that these things are happening, and he's telling us be watchful unto prayer. He said, not only do the same. He said, not even the people who are doing it, but those who approve of them should be stoned to death. God said, even if you approve of it, You know they're doing him homosexuality. You know they're doing wrong, and we are approving of it. We don't correct them. We don't bring them to order. We just say, leave them alone, child. God can deal with them. God said, warn the wicked, and he says, warn the righteous, Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3. He said, if you don't warn them, the blood is going to be on your hands. He said, but if you warn them and they don't hear you, then you have delivered yourself and there is no blood. But he said, for us to sit back and see the things that are happening all around us and we keep our mouth shut, we are having blood on our hands, and for God is expecting us to help somebody be saved, to bring deliverance to somebody's child. Hallelujah. And one thing I know, if we reach out to somebody's child or some other person, God will reach out to our family. He will reach our children. He will put somebody in their life, hallelujah, to reach them where we can't reach them because they're familiar with us. And so God will send a total stranger to get your child's attention. Blesses him to get somebody's attention. Leviticus chapter 19 from verse 1 says, this know also that in the last days, this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. How many of you know that perilous times are here? I'm reading strictly the Bible tonight, and then I'm going to hear what God is telling me to tell you. Bless his name. For men shall be lovers of them their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. So Timothy comes behind Paul and is saying the same thing, confirming what God has already spoken. They are without natural affection. Same thing that we read before, verse 3, without natural affection, truth breaker, false accusers. How many know people are being accused falsely? People are in jail because of falsely being accused. Police officers are setting up people that are being falsely accused. Bless his name. Hallelujah. You're being set up and you're spending time for no reason. Many innocent people are in the prison system that didn't do anything. Some have been spending years in jail for no reason. We got to pray, bless his name, and pray for those that are in prison that are there for no reason because people are being falsely accused. People are losing marriages and losing a lot of things because of false accusations that is being released against them. They're fierce. People are fierce and terrible. Despisers of those that are good. People will despise you when you're talking about the Lord. They will despise you when you are doing good to somebody. They will despise you when you're living a good life. They will despise you just for being saved. Bless his name. And so you have despisers that are coming up against people in this last hour. They are traitors. People will trade you. They will come up against you. They will do things against you to get you in trouble. The Bible said they are heady. This is verse 4 of chapter 2 Timothy chapter 3. They're heady. That means they're high-minded. They're headstrong. You can't tell them nothing. You can't say nothing. They'll fight against you, question you, come up against you because they're high-minded and they're heady. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form, verse 5 said, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. He said, from such people turn away. Those people God is saying they either have a form, or they look like they have me, or they look like they are saved, or they pretending like they are saved, but they deny my power. Because some people will deny that Jesus raised the dead. Some people will deny that signs and wonder can happen in this hour. They're denying the things like with the Holy Ghost that is in the church. They're denying my God, what God is doing in this last hour. He said, when you see people having this type of form and denying my power that is in there, from such people turn away. I don't care if it be your mama, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your auntie, your child. He said, turn away from these ungodly people. Stop keeping friends and hanging out with them. Stop trying to be their buddies. He said, they have a form. Plenty of people in the body of Christ have a form of who God is, but deny his power. A lot of people in the body of Christ have the form of godliness, but cannot live holy, cannot walk upright, cannot dress holy. They say what they feel like saying. Hallelujah. They're cussing one time, and then they're talking about God another time. A lot of people in the body of Christ still drinking and hanging out at clubs and doing lewd, lascivious things. They have the form, but you see them preaching. You see them singing. You see them on YouTube, but they cut up jeans, and they look like Jezebel, but they singing and praising Jesus and the gospel. We got to know holiness. We got to know Jesus. Everything that is saying, Lord, Lord, ain't going to enter. Everybody that is calling on the name of Jesus ain't going to enter. That's why we got to study the word of God and know what God is saying for ourselves. So God said, when you come across these people, from such people, turn away from them. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. Verse 6 says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. And so he's talking about women that are easily captivated, that are easily persuaded. You can go into their house, whether it's a man or a friend, you can go into their houses. He called them silly, and they're led captive. They're being led into bondage. They're being led back into Egypt because they're so easily persuaded. They're so easy to believe the things that are happening that is ungodly. Hallelujah, that God is talking about here. And he says, led straight away with divers lust. And so you find some people like this, they are lusting after material things. They're lusting after power, wealth, houses, land, silver, gold, diamond, pearl, whatever it is. They have a spirit of lust for other people's husbands, other people's wives. And so you got to keep away from these type of people. You got to have discernment. You better be discerning, hallelujah, and know what is God. Tell God, give you discernment to know evil and to know good. Verse 7 said, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You have these type of people that have the form of godliness, and that is denying the power of God. He said they are ever learning, but they will never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you see them there, people of God, tonight. They get everything down packed, but the truth is far from them. They have no knowledge of what God is looking for in the remnant, in his bride. When you are a bride that is married to a man, you adorn yourself as a bride. You have the attributes and the looks of a bride. You carry yourself as a bride. You walk up to the altar like a bride. And so what God is saying tonight, they have no knowledge. We are the bride of Christ, and so we should be acting the way he wants us to act. We're getting ready to prepare to meet our husband. He is our husband, and so we got to stay away from those who don't have the knowledge of the truth. We got to be prepared. We got to know truth, because evil is going to intensify. And a lot of people that were saved and backslidden, they know the Bible. A lot of people who are alcoholics, they know the Bible. You'll be surprised of these people who you think don't know, have the knowledge of God. That's why at the beginning of this, he said, they know me. What is known of God is made known to them. They know God. And they will tell you about God, but the godliness is not in them. They can't live godly. They can't live holy. Verse 9 said, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. God is saying tonight that the people who are operating like this, he said, I'm going to put a stop to you, everything, every wicked agenda that you have. He said, I'm going to put a stop to it. You shall proceed no further. He said, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men. In other words, God is saying he is getting ready to expose them that are operating and denying his power, that is operating in this form, in this last hour. He said, you are not going to go any further with your wicked agenda. You're not going to go any further in the body of Christ with your wicked protocols and your wicked programs and your wicked lifestyle living. He said, I'm going to expose you. How many know that this is the hour of exposure, where God is exposing leaders, pastors, bishops, apostles, whatever name, glory be to God, they're operating under. God said, I am going to expose you, because the stench of sin, hallelujah, has come up into the nostrils of God, and this is the hour where judgment has already started, people of God. Judgment has already begun in the house. Judgment is in the house of God. We cannot just enter the presence of God. We can, hallelujah, tonight. We can't just come into God's house with our own conversation, having our own things going on. Hallelujah, God, and service is going on. We've got to walk in the fear of God like I preached last time. You've got to walk in the reverence of God, bless his name, because these wicked people, God said they are in my house, but they will not proceed any further. There's a paradigm shift that is happening in the body of Christ. There's a paradigm shift, mighty God, in the atmosphere. There's a paradigm shift in the earth, glory be to God, that is happening globally. There's a global paradigm. Rebekando Roshatayo Sede, yes, God. Oh, glory, Jesus. There's a paradigm shift. My God, it is happening in the body of Christ among the remnant. I hear the Lord say there's a shift that I'm making in the lives of my people, those who have a relationship with me. I hear the Lord say this is a time and the season I'm pulling you in. I'm pulling you into the secret closet. I'm pulling you into me. Oh, yes, God, I hear you. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Oh God, he said the process that you have been going through, bless his name, he says, coming to an end. I'm getting ready, hallelujah, to mount you up on wings of eagle. I'm getting ready because I've heard your cry. I've heard the prayer of the righteous. I've heard the cry of the remnant. Glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, verse 10 says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, and charity and patience. God is saying tonight in verse 10, hallelujah, we, the body of Christ, have known his doctrine. He said, you have known my manner of life. We know the type of life Jesus lived when he was here. We know the type of life Paul lived when he was here. The purpose. What is our purpose? He said, you know my doctrine, man of life, and my purpose. There is purpose on each and every one of our lives from every nation tonight. Hallelujah. Wherever you are from tonight, God said, you have purpose on your life. You have destiny on your life. There's a call on your life, and God is depending on you tonight to get up off the seat of do nothing, to get up off complacency. He said, run after me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He said, seek me earnestly, hallelujah, with desperation, hallelujah. Pray with earnest expectation, expecting me to move, expecting my God, my hands to move upon you because you've been faithful, you've been willing, and you've been obedient. The next word here is faith. God expects us to increase our faith. But thou, let me read it again, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, the manner of life, your purpose, your faith. God is saying without faith it is impossible to please me. And so he is telling us tonight, come up in your faith. Come up higher tonight, people of God, because the time is coming. If you don't have the mark of the beast, you cannot buy and sell. You won't be able to go to the doctor, buy pharmaceutical drugs. You won't be able to get these things without a mark. And so God is saying, this is the time. You got to trust me to heal you. You got to trust me to provide for you. You got to trust me to open the door for you. You've got to have faith in me to make a way out of no way for you. The next word here is long suffering. God is saying you got to suffer long in what I'm taking you through, because I'm taking you through a process, and you got to stay long suffering while going through your process, because I'm bringing you into purpose. And how to get into purpose, you got to do it by faith. Glory be to God on tonight. We can't be short-tempered. We can't be easily angered or get mad at God or murmur and complain because God hasn't done it when we expect him to do it. He doesn't move in our time. He moves his time. He has a time and a season for everything under the sun. So God expects us to be long-suffering. The next word is charity. He expects us to operate in love toward one another. He expects us to be stronger and better together. He expects oneness in the body of Christ. He expects unity in the body of Christ. And the way we do that is by showing love. It's by reaching out. It's by supporting each other. It's by helping each other. It's by taking care of each other. That's what charity is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, has. You may help. You may do everything. Give your body to be burned. You can sing as an angel. You can prophesy. You can preach. But if you don't have real love, you got to say, it don't mean nothing to me. And so we have people in the body of Christ don't have that agape love. They pretend as if they love you by looking in your face and giving you a fake smile, but their heart is not with you. That's why discernment is very important, to know who and what is going on in your environment. And God expects us to love our enemies. He said, if your enemy hungry, feed them. And so God expects us to love our enemies. What about us who call ourselves brothers and sisters in the body of Christ? He expects us to be there more closer than our natural family. Because when we change our identity and take on the Holy Ghost, which is God, then we change everything about us, including family and friends that we used to hang out with. We become now a citizen of the kingdom of God. It's like you move to the United States and you want to be a citizen. You got to do some things and go through some tests to become a citizen of the United States. You got to show that you are qualified. You got to have the right credentials and the right papers. Hallelujah. Tonight, to be a citizen of the United States. God is saying the same thing of his kingdom. You got to be qualified. You got to show your credentials. You got to come up to power. You just can't enter the kingdom of heaven by saying, I save and I love Jesus. No, 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 brothers and sisters. It's a lot more to being saved than just speaking the word. He said, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. The last thing here is patience. Glory to God. He said, we need to have patience. How many of us, we don't have much patience? Hallelujah. I find myself sometimes acting out of character, being impatient, and I pray for myself. I said, Lord, you've got to help me, because I know that this is a demonic force. This impatience is a demonic force, and so we got to pray for patience, because a lot of us want a quick fix. We want a microwave popcorn, salvation, blessing. It don't come. Sometimes God is going to take you and give you a long rope to hang yourself, and then he's going to pull you back in. Verse 11 said, you have to go through persecution and affliction. And Paul said, these came unto him at Antioch. So if Paul is telling us tonight that you can go through some persecutions and affliction, we are in that time where we are going to go through great persecution and great affliction. And even Matthew 24 says we are going to be killed for the word of God. And so we have to endure. Verse 12 said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We got to go through, if you're living godly, this is not for those who live in ungodly like we read before. But he said, yea, yes, all of us who are living godly in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? He said, if you're living godly in the anointed word, you keeping the word of God, you applying the word of God, you walk it, you talk it, you eat it, you smell it, you drink it, and you sleep it. He said, you shall suffer persecution. If the word of God is your life, you are going to suffer persecution. If you try to preach the word of God, you're going to suffer persecution. If you try to witness to somebody, you will suffer persecution. It's going to intensify because the coming of the Lord Jesus is here. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Hear what God is saying. Evil men and seducers shall, not might be, maybe. He said they shall wax worse and worse. It's not going to get better. Murder is going to get worse. Bloodshed is going to get worse. The dead angel is going to kill massive people. The drive-by shooting, the mass shooting is going to, everything is going to get worse. This is Bible. We can't pray it away. We can't fast it away. It has to happen. And being deceiving, people are going to, it's going to be deception. He said, deceiving even men and seducers are wax worse and worse. Deceiving. They're going to be deceiving people. And being deceived, and they themselves going to be deceived. But 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and heard and hath been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So what he's saying, continue in what you know is truth. Continue the things that you learn, but who, from who? From the people who are real. You don't just want to hear from anybody. You can't just give yourself to anyone that is saying, I am an apostle, I am a prophet. You got to discern if they are. He said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And that's being assured of. You have to be assured of what you're hearing. You got to be sure of who's teaching you, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He said, know who is teaching you. Know who is your pastor. Know who is your leader. Know who is your bishop. You better know who's your teacher. You better know who's your evangelist. Know who is teaching you in this hour. 15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. What is God saying? From you were a child. God knows, my God knows us, eh? He said, from you were a child. You had known the holy scriptures. God cannot lie. Many of us know that we are brought up in Christian homes. Some of us have been brought up in homes with wayward parents, but they send us to church. They send us to Sunday school. They make sure we were in church, or we heard about it on TV. We heard about it from somebody. We heard about somebody preaching on the street. But he said, that's from a child thou hast known the scripture. So we have no excuse. Nobody in this entire globe have no excuse if they go to the lake of fire, if they burn in hell for eternity. Nobody have any excuse. He said, because you, from a child, you have known the holy scriptures. He said, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. How is that going to happen? He said, it's through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So you are going to be saved through your faith in the written word of God. Jesus is the word. Christ is the anointing. So your faith in the anointed word of God is what's going to save you. You can't say, I love God, know God, and don't know his word. Don't take time out to read. Don't take time to study. You cannot know God without knowing the anointed word of God. And he's saying, which did say you are going to be saved through your faith, which is in Jesus Christ, the word of God, the anointed word. The last two verses said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And people today don't want to be reproved. A lot of us don't like to be corrected. We don't want nobody to instruct us. But he said all scriptures, whether it's a judgmental scripture, whether it's a scripture of love, whatever scripture it is that God is sending, he said, I give it to you for correction. It is given by the inspiration of God. God himself has spoken his word from Genesis to Revelation. And he says, this is going to benefit you. It's profitable for the doctrine that you're hearing, for reproving us, for correcting us, for instructing us in righteousness. That the man, verse 70 says, that the man of God may be perfect. God is trying to bring us into perfection. He said, we have to do these things that we may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. God is speaking, and I'm done tonight, people of God. God is speaking that he wants us to be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all, everything, that every work we do. God is saying all good works. And so we got to examine ourselves and see if all of the works that we are doing is good. He didn't say that we're not going to make mistakes. And if you look at the word perfect, it isn't talking without mistake. He's talking about maturing. He's talking about coming to another level in the maturity in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind. Glory be to God, to grow up in your faith, to trust him in your faith. Bless his name. And so God is saying tonight it's time for us to realize the day and the time and the season that we're living in, but I heard the Lord said as I was speaking that there's a paradigm shift that is happening globally for the body of Christ, for his righteous and his remnant. He said there's a shift going to happen even in your spirit, even in your mindset. Glory to God. God said, I'm getting ready to change your thinking pattern of a lot of my people. He said, I'm bringing you into a level of faith in me. Hallelujah. I'm going to increase, oh God, say, Shekobo Shanda. I'm going to increase you in faith. I'm going to increase you in the things of the Lord because the time is short. And so God is saying on tonight, say, stay in my word. Stay connected to the word as you have never done before, because the time is coming when your Bibles are going to be taken away. When they're going to take away, if you read, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, Amos chapter 8, he said, there's coming a famine in the land for the word of God. It's going to be taken away, and if you don't know it and if you don't have it in you, it's going to be sad for many people. There are other places in the world right now, they are not allowed to have Bibles. They're not allowed to talk to anybody, to pray with anybody. Don't worry, we have this freedom. But guess what? We're coming into a time where we're going to be running into the bushes, running into the mountains, and hide in. That's where we're coming to, people of God. Don't take it lightly. God wants us to be knowledgeable as we've read tonight and we've heard and understand that this is the last days. And God said, minister this to the people because we are in that exact time right now. But there is a remnant. There is a remnant that he's preserving, that he's keeping in every nation. In Africa, hallelujah, in Italy, in Europe, in the Bahamas, United States, Haiti, there is a remnant. Pakistan, there is a remnant. Glory to God, there is a remnant. Even where the war is happening, there is a people where the war is happening right now. Between Putin and them, there is a Jewish people there that God got to save, and he's going to bring them out. So we got to pray for the Jewish people. We got to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We got to remember the city of God. We got to pray, people of God, tonight. And so I'm done tonight, and God has already spoken what he needed us to hear tonight. Bless his name. But if you're on the line tonight and you need prayer, or if you're okay, that's fine. God knows your heart, and God knows your need, and he's able to answer you where you are. You are freely welcome to come on over and let's stand in agreement. If not, I turn this back into the hands of our dear beloved Minister Bradley. Bless his name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody tonight desiring prayer, now is the time, people of God. Now is the time. Now is the time, as the woman of God has come and declared the word on tonight and exposed the wicked agenda of Satan on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God. Amen. So much has been said. So much has been said. But now is the time for prayer. We need prayer. All that has been spoken on tonight, we need prayer. We need to be covered. We need to be covered tonight. We need to be covered. Our families need to be covered. Our children need to be covered on tonight. Glory to God. So if there's anyone on the line tonight that you desire prayer, if not for yourself, it's for your family or for your loved ones or anyone tonight, now is the time. Now is the time. Just press star 6 and come over to the platform. We are live tonight, so you can come over. Just press star 6.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Bob, I thank you, Jesus. I praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word. I thank and praise the Lord for the word. I like this, Sister Kathy. I like to get prayer. Well, me and my family, that the Lord cover us and keep us covered in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I appreciate you, Lord. I just want to get prayer.
Oh, Holy Ghost, yes, Jesus.
For me and my family, glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus, the children, even as you were speaking, God brought the children before me again. God brought the children before people of God, the children. Children, sacrifice, children, children, sacrifice, glory be to God, the children, glory to God, ooh, glory to God, bless your knees, God, oh, Shamane, ooh, Jesus, yes, Lord, I thank you tonight, ooh, God, for this woman, for this woman, yes, God, this woman of God on tonight,
hallelujah.
I give you the praise on tonight, I give you glory tonight, Jesus, oh, God, release your anointing over this line tonight,
for
you right now, God, lifting God the children up to you, God, lifting God a family up to you, Lord, oh, God, protect them from their wicked agenda of Satan, protect them, God, from the wicked agenda of the adversary, God, cover a household with the blood of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for putting a hedge of protection around a household, oh, God, even when they drive along, oh, God, the blood of Jesus, oh God, over the steering wheel, the blood of Jesus, oh God, over the tires, the blood of Jesus over the engine, God, protect them from accidents and incidents, God, from dangers seen and unseen. I declare salvation, God, for our children. I declare salvation for family members that you've been praying for. Father God, let them tonight. No rest, God, let them trust and turn in their bed. Let them become uncomfortable in their sin. God, this is the day of salvation. You say, now is the time. Behold, now is the time of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Oh, God, you said, no man can come except the Spirit of the Lord draw them. Let there be a hook in their jaw and begin to pull them in the name of Jesus. I stand in agreement on tonight, God, as she stepped forward, God, standing in the gap in the name of Jesus, this prayer will not go in me. I declare tonight of your family that changes are coming. I declare in the night, go Shemna, that there's a paradigm shift. Your family right now, as we stand in agreement on this line, that God will trouble their minds and trouble their spirits and trouble their soul in the name of Jesus, that God, hallelujah, will cover you when destruction move across the land, that your house will be saved like Noah in the ark with his family. In the name of Jesus, glory to God until Father, I thank you now for moving upon a God, fresh oil, God, fresh oil, and the blow of fire of God by Shekato, from the top
of
the sky. Release the fire of God on the PNN to burn and to cleanse. Release God,
Lord.
Burn into the coast and cleanse every house. Cleanse the destroy the wicked agenda. My God, send your angels with flaming sword of fire to assassinate and to annihilate those. Glory. Yes, God, we cover your house with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against you or your family shall
come
down every stronghold. Hallelujah, God, every opposition that is fighting against you, hallelujah, keshete, against your family, we cancel it by the power that is in the name of Jesus. He said, there's power in my name. There's power in the
glory.
The power.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you.
eyes behold, God, your word coming to pass. Yeah, God, in a household. Meet every need tonight, Jehovah Jireh. Heal tonight, Jehovah Rapha. In the need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing to you. It is in Jesus. Hey, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, move in every nation. God, move on your people. God, move. Oh, set free, God, deliver. By a mighty and outstretched hand, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else, glory to God. How is that?
Thank you, Jesus.
He is God. Anyone else? Anyone else?
This is Sister Mary. I was asking prayer for healing in the body and prayer for covering for my household and for my loved ones and just for anyone, everyone in general.
Amen, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we lift your servant up to you tonight, God, we praise and magnify you. God, we glorify you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, balm in Gilead tonight, the great I am tonight, the rose of Sharon, the prince of peace and the everlasting Father, the same yesterday, today and forever, the one who cannot change and will not lie. Neither are you the
son
need to repent. Oh, God, you will watch over your word to perform it tonight because you are bound by your word. And so we come to remind you of your word tonight concerning, God, your servant, God, Sister Mary, in the name of Jesus. And you told us in your word, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, mighty God, according to Isaiah 55:3, for I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace is upon you tonight, woman of God. And he said, with his stripes, you were already healed. And so we come in agreement tonight, and we declare that the Holy Ghost will do a surgery in your body tonight. But God would take his nail-scarred hand and begin to go in and open up and take out everything, hallelujah, that doesn't look like him tonight. That God would put you on a surgical table, that he would put you on the operating table tonight, and that the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that lives on the inside of you would begin to move, oh God, through your internal organs on tonight, that the Holy Ghost would move through every joint, every ligament, every tendon, every bone, every cell, oh God, in your DNA, my God, in your bone marrow, that the Holy Ghost would move, God, de shamanda, oh God, in your limbs for strength on tonight. I declare, God, as your word is going forth over this airwaves, we bind the prince of the power of the air, we bind the rulers of the darkness of this world, we bind spiritual wickedness in high place, and we release the fire and the power of God to touch Sister Mary right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, I can't do it, but you do. You're doing the work, oh God. You can do what no man can do. We thank you now, God, for the manifestation. God, we thank you, Lord God, for her deliverance on tonight. We thank you, God, for salvation for her household. We declare, God, that you, God, begin to draw them into you, Lord God, that they would have a desire, God, for you as the deer pant for the water. Let them long after you tonight as the dekoshandorabohosa and yakanderabosaya. Oh, God, draw them tonight in the name of Jesus. We declare freedom, God, in their mind to say, I surrender all. I yield, I yield, I kill. can no longer live in sin. May you convict them tonight, Holy Ghost. May you, God, uproot them, God, from their place, God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, that they would find themselves on their faces crying out unto you in repentance, God. Release the spirit of repentance over the house, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because the time is short, and be declared tonight as we stand in agreement, God, with this woman of God, that God, she will see the manifested hand and the plan of God for her family come into fruition. I call it into existence. Oh God, for you say, call those things be not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. And so I come to call the salvation into this household. I come to declare salvation and healing, God, over this household tonight, not by power nor by might, but God, is by the Spirit of Almighty God, the living God. In the your word is spirit and your word is life. We speak life to the word of God. We speak life to the power of Almighty God. We thank you, God. Oh, Shamanda, we thank you, Lord. Woo. Woo, Jesus, woman of God, let me tell you something. God said he have heard you, guess what? And God said he have already done it. He said, just stand still and watch me. He said, your prayers have not gone unheard concerning salvation. He said, I've heard you, Shandora Bahosa. And God said, just stand still and watch me because of your faithfulness. God is going to do it because you are a faithful servant to the Lord. Even if you be dead and gone, God have heard you concerning, hallelujah, your request that you made known unto him year after year and day after day. God have heard you, and the answer already left heaven, and he's about to manifest the things that all of his people that has been praying for, and the things that we've been longing for and fasting for. He says a manifestation is about to hit the earth as we have never seen it before. In the name of Jesus, and I seal these words over you. I seal this declaration over your life that you will see the hand of God touch you right now. Go into your body and move into your midsection, into your stomach area, your back area. Move to your joints, and that God himself will give you a divine deliverance. And we seal it right now against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I say amen. Thank you. Oh, go Shamanda. Thank you for doing it, oh God. Thank you for lifting it up, God. Thank you for moving it, God. Thank you for doing it, Jesus. We thank you tonight. Whew. Oh, glory to God. We thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your anointing. Break and destroy the yoke of sicknesses, oh God. And oh, disobedience, oh God, and rebellion against you. Break
God.
It and destroy.
Yes,
I do. Whew. In
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus. Over the lives of our children and the young people. Break it tonight in Jesus'
name.
Yeah. Whew. Oh, God, thank you. Whew. Jesus, it is done. It is done.
Jesus.
And all of you that are on the line that are dealing with salvation, children that are strayed and have strayed away, this is the time that we, like evangelists are saying, it's time, it's praying times. This is the time for us to make our request known and to stand in agreement, because he said, if two of us agree, we can't touch what we can agree. And I believe by us making our request known and standing in agreement that I believe the God who I know will move. And many of us have been praying for years, because I myself have children, and I'm believing God for their salvation. I've been praying, but I get to the point where I just say thank you for it. I just believe that it's done. And so now I come to God. I come giving them thanks for doing it. God, I don't see it yet, but I thank you. I know that even if I'm gone, they're going to be.
Yes,
I know that you're going to do it. I know that it's already done. You got to see them preaching. You got to see them teaching. You got to see them in the house of God. You got to see. You can literally see your children not where they are, but see them where God is going to put them. And that's how I look at it. I see them doing the things. I see God using them, and I speak it as I'm seeing it. And I say, God, I thank you for doing it, because I believe it by faith.
Jesus.
Oh, God, I thank you.
anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Desiring prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Press star over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You can go ahead, woman of God.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in tonight because my granddaughters, I'm requesting prayer for these two special granddaughters because they lost their father. Their father was murdered, and so I'm praying that God give them a lighter heart. I'm also praying not only for my grandkids, but for any child that had lost their parents. I'm praying for them tonight, and I thank you for the unsaved grandchildren or children that you raised. Thank you for God giving that to you because that's been a burden. But I've been praying and asking God to save my family. And not only them, it's young people. And there's one special young lady that has bipolar. And she's heavy on my heart. And I'm not going to call her name, but
Jesus,
I'm praying for deliverance for her tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying for deliverance for her.
Yes, sir. Oh, Jesus, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Oh, glory, Jesus, yes.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Baba. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Let us bereaved of their parents, oh God. Oh God, we lift up those who are bereaved of loved ones tonight. That has been gone, Mashana, called away by the cold hands of death. Father, that you would guard and increase strength now. I speak strength to those two young ladies right now. Comfort those that mourn in Zion, oh God. Holy Ghost, go by and touch their little hearts and their little mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, angels of the Lord, I'm calling on to step by that house right now and comfort them right now, God, and all of those who are bereaved of their children or their parents or loved ones tonight. That is not easy to get used to, God, because we love them so much. But, oh, God, give us the strength that when you call them away, we may accept it, God, and know that whatever you do is well done. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank you tonight, even for children, God, I declare tonight that the devil will lose his hold tonight. Satan, let me tell you something. The blood of Jesus Christ sent you. We bind the will of Satan, and we bring every word
right
to
now.
Lord, and we cover
in
their
name of Jesus.
We cover their minds with the blood of Jesus. We
are
defeated. We say you are defeated by the power that is in the blood. Release your anointing to heal their minds and to heal their hearts on tonight and to heal the God that has come before you, even God that daughter with bipolar. Then let me tell you something, you demon God bipolar. I'm calling you demonic force.
Jesus. Jesus.
In her body, in the balloon of mind, you insanity. Demonic force. Loose a mind.
In the name of Jesus, loose in the name of Jesus.
You are a mind. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Created her for your glory. You created her in your likeness and in your image.
Yes,
and you
Jesus.
No weapon. No weapon.
Jesus.
No weapon.
Yes,
no weapon.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
You spirit of insanity called bipolar. Lose your hold now as we come into a spirit of a mighty of Noah.
Jesus.
These young people,
yes,
suicidal in tendency, suicidal demon, you will not take these
in the name of Jesus.
Time. Lord God, I speak salvation over a home, over a household. Oh, I come in agreement.
Jesus.
Everything that she believes in you for tonight, that it is released tonight because we're standing in a... Lord, I thank you that you're not a man that you should lie. You said dangerous things. Let these prayer of a right man avail it much. We come to you by faith. Oh, God, because without faith, it is impossible to believe you, oh, God. And tonight, I believe that you're moving now upon I believe right now you're moving upon those two young girls. And I believe there are some others connected to this line tonight that is going through bereavement. God, comfort those in the Mandiroko Shanda.
In the name of Aya.
Glory, glory.
Morning, depressing spirit, come to depress them. I command you to loose your hold because their mind belongs to Christ. And I speak the mind of God over them. And you say you give it peace that passes all of the things that they do not understand. Release it right now. Yes, God. Thank you for that peace.
Mama Masha, thank
you. Jehovah Shalom over them tonight. And give them rest.
Yes, God.
Give them comfort.
Jesus.
God, your anointing destroys.
Destroying
anointing over this family, God.
Yes, Lord.
Over that lady, that bipolar disorder got to go. The anointing destroys.
In the name of Jesus.
Bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. You're so faithful, God. Let them know that you are the devil is alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the victory, we give you victory. We praise you, Oshanerobo. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for moving. Holy Ghost, fire burn. Holy Ghost, move tonight.
Yes.
On every request that has been made, you do the work tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Some of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, God, you tell
me.
He gives you all the glory, God. And you will testify about the Lord in the land of the
Lord. Thank you. Glory.
Yes, God, fresh oil, God. He's renewing your strength right now. Rabba Shaka. Even as you pray, he's renewing your strength. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thanks for this journey
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.